As the attorney representing Adrian's trust, I'm required to read a prepared statement. Cecilia, although our relationship was far from perfect, I thought that you would talk to me rather than run away.
Are you okay? What happened to him?
He cut his wrists. Per his final wishes, you're getting $5 million. Contingent, of course, on the fine print.
He can't be ruled to be mentally incompetent.
It just doesn't make any sense.
What?
Adrian wouldn't kill himself.
Listen, you're getting your freedom back, okay? Don't let him haunt you.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, Lee, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for chatting to me. First things first, I absolutely love the film.
Thank you.
I don't usually do the whole thriller slash horror sort of genre, but I thought I'm going to go see this. And I just absolutely loved it. So first things first, how did this project come about? Was it something that you wanted to do or did it get brought to you?
It was something that was brought to me. It wasn't something that I was the one seeking out. I wasn't asking people to pursue the rights to this character, or it was totally took me by surprise. I'm so glad that it was suggested to me because I had so much fun making this film. I'm really proud of it, and I'm so happy that it was suggested to me. But it's definitely a testament to the notion of letting suggestions in, you know, to not be so controlling about the films you want to make, but to let other people have a hand in steering you in one direction, because you never know where a great idea for a film is going to come from, you know.
Yeah.
It could be anything. It could be a conversation you overhear in the street, or it could be a title that's suggested to you by someone, as was the case with this.
Yeah, for sure. And then obviously there are many versions of The Invisible Man that have been on the big screen before. Did you have a favorite?
Not really. I mean, The Invisible Man for me, I have to say, I didn't feel like a truly great Invisible Man movie had been made yet, or something truly tense and scary. I think that the original film is a deserving classic and it's a real museum piece, but it was made in a different time. It's almost impossible for modern young people to view that film with any relation to it. It's obviously a film that's very much a product of its time. And so what I wanted to do with this film is drag the character of the Invisible Man into our time and our current moment, and make a modernized version of the film that was just relentlessly tense. You know, I had this idea that I wanted to make something that was unbearable to watch, stressful. It's an interesting thing to make it your mission to stress people out, for sure.
Obviously, Elizabeth Moss plays the lead role. How did she come to mind? What was it about Elizabeth where you were like, she needs to be Cecilia?
Well, she's just an incredible actress. I mean, she's a fixture in people's homes through the TV work that she's done. Yeah. You know, I heard it said once that she's the queen of peak TV, and she kind of is. You know, we live in this golden age of television, and I really feel like in some ways the Hollywood films of the 70s that I love so much have been replaced by television. You know, movies are becoming more and more the province of blockbusters, and television is picking up all the cast-offs.
Yeah.
You know, if The Godfather or Marathon Man was made today, it would probably be a Netflix show. And so I feel like she has just made such a name for herself in these great TV shows. And I just knew from being a fan of those shows that she could pull this character off with credibility, that she could be truthful. When you're building a character who's losing their mind and kind of slipping off the cliff of sanity, you need to do that in a credible way. You need to treat it in a sensitive way. I didn't want someone to go over the top or underplay it. It needed to be right in that perfect middle ground of believability. And I knew Lizzie could do it. She's so talented. And so, you know, she chose us. It wasn't like I said, I deem you worthy of doing my film. She was the one who called me and said, I've read the script and I think I want to do this. I was just happy that she said yes.
Now, that's awesome, man. Obviously, you shot Invisible Man and Upgrade in Australia. What's been the chief advantages of shooting back home?
I mean, there's so many for me. Personally, one of the advantages is being close to my family.
Yeah.
You know, during the shooting of The Invisible Man, we were in Sydney, and my brother and my dad and my mum would all come and visit me. I think my brother came up to visit me in Sydney 4 times. And over the course of the shoot, he'd stay with me for a week or so. I was living in this little terrace house in Paddington, and I was right near Fox Studios where we were shooting, and my brother would come up and just hang out, and we would go for dinner. It was really a blissful time. I mean, when I think back on movies, it's not just about the shooting days. That's not the only thing I remember. Oftentimes when I think of movies, I think of what was happening when we weren't shooting. What did I do on the weekends? You know, like, for instance, you know, I look back at a film I made a few years ago called The Mule. I didn't direct it, but I co-wrote it with Angus Sampson. And when I think of that movie, I don't think of being on set. I think of my first daughter. She was a newborn at the time, and so we had this new baby in the house. And so I would come home from shooting and be looking after this baby. And so there's a lot of great memories. And that's just one of the advantages of being in Australia, is just being in my home country, close to my family. From a filmmaking perspective, there's just great talent here. Like the artists and the grips and the gaffers and the costume designers and the makeup people, they're all really talented. And in that great Aussie way, they're all very relaxed. They go about their job professionally and they're hard workers, but they also know how to have fun. You know, a film set can be a tense place. It is a tense place. So you want people with a sense of humor, you know. And we did a lot of laughing on the set, you know. And there were many times when we were stressed and frustrated, but there were also a lot of laughs.
Yeah, for sure. So I bet.
So many reasons that shooting in Australia is great for me personally.
I just want to have a quick question about the visual style of the film, because in Upgrade, the house of the main guy was an incredibly looking house. And then you look at this film and the house of the main guy is incredible as well. So you're a big fan of architecture, yeah?
Yes. I definitely. Architecture is a character in films.
Yeah.
I mean, it can communicate a lot about who the characters are. You know, the architecture of a place. When you're making a movie, you've got to remember, you want everything to be striking. You don't want anything wasted in the frame. Everything in the frame, from the furniture to the actors, to the costumes that the actors are wearing, everything should be communicating something to the audience.
Yeah.
Even if they're not noticing it on a conscious level, they're drinking it all in, and it's all the information is getting in there. And so I just really want every single thing in front of the camera to be helping in the telling of the story. And so in the case of the character of Adrian, you're dropped right into the movie from the opening frame and you don't get to know this guy. So I needed the audience to get to know him through his house.
Yeah.
You know, his house says a lot about who he is. And so it was really lucky. The locations we got on this film, I thought, were fantastic.
Oh, the architecture was incredible. Like, I'm not faulting it. Like, I reckon it's brilliant that you take that much effort, because some filmmakers you watch, I don't notice that sort of thing. But with your films, I always notice that.
And that's great.
I really like that. But I'll let you go. But I just want to say the score for the film was brilliant. The cinematography was fantastic as well. And if I had more time, that's what we would be talking about. So thank you very much, and good luck with the release.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really seriously appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Lee. See you, mate.
Cheers.
Bye.
Hello? I'm scared.
You have to be scared.
scared of him anymore.
He was a sociopath, completely in control of everything.
He said that wherever I went, he would find me, walk right up to me, and I wouldn't be able to see him.
Are you okay?
Someone sitting in that chair.
I found something that can prove what I'm experiencing.
You need help.
Adrian is dead.
I went to his house today.
He's not dead.
I have a pile of ashes in a box that would disagree with you.
He has figured out a way to be invisible.
Only thing more brilliant than inventing something that makes you invisible is coming up with the perfect way to torture you, even in death. Adrian's true genius was how he got in people's heads.
Don't come any closer. Hey!
I'm not crazy.
Please listen to me.
You're saying the person trying to kill you is in the room right now, but we can't see him?
Is he listening?
Where are you?
Where are you? Show yourself! Come on! Do it!
There you are.